With me now, Dr. Anthony Leiserwitz, the director of the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication. His group has been studying the why question for more than a decade. Welcome.
Thank you, Carol. It's great to be with you.
It's nice to have you here. So let's clear up one myth. Do the majority of Americans deny climate change?
No, they don't. And that's a really important point. We find that about two-thirds of Americans believe that climate change is real. And in fact, we see more broadly that there are six very different kinds of responses to climate change in the United States. Six different Americas, if you will.
Let's talk
about
that.
And then last but not least is a...
Right, the dissenters, right? That very vocal group of dissenters is the last group. And they're the ones who deny climate change is happening. Who are they?
That's right. So that group we call the dismissive. And these are people who are firmly convinced it's not happening, not human caused, and not a serious problem. And in fact, about three-quarters of this group, and it's about 15% of the public, believe that climate change is a conspiracy. They think that it's scientists making up facts, that it's a UN plot to take away American sovereignty, that it's a plot by Al Gore, as we just heard Ted Cruz talk about. You know, all of which has nothing whatsoever to do with the basic fundamental science, and what you alluded to before, is that the scientific community, based upon the evidence, 97% of climate scientists agree that climate change is happening and human-caused. And yet this issue has become deeply divisive in our politics.
Well, my research also found that those very loud climate deniers are backed by lots and lots of money. A recent study by Drexel University found that conservative foundations and others have bankrolled climate denial to the tune of $558 million between 2003 and 2010. Who are these wealthy climate deniers?
Yeah, so there's two main camps. One is the obvious camp, and that is the fossil fuel producers. They're perfectly happy with the current energy system of coal and oil and natural gas because they're making more money than anybody else on the planet using and continuing to burn this old energy source. But the other is the ideological opposition, and that's what you're talking about with these conservative think tanks. They're deeply distrustful of climate change because they're afraid of the potential solutions. Climate change is not something that we can all solve through our own individual voluntary behavior. Yes, we can make a difference by turning out the lights and buying a more fuel-efficient car and saving energy, but it's only going to be a small piece of what ultimately is going to require a national and, yes, global solution to this problem. And that violates some of their fundamental distrust about government and the role of government in society.